I was, when I heard about the conference, I was always interested in the question how put cybernetics together again. You know, looking from the point of view of electrical engineering, you see cybernetics flying all different directions, right? The communications, artificial intelligence, controls, they all go in different places. And I thought that actually the feedback control part or aspect of cybernetics hasn't really had such a great impact in the social sciences. So then I thought, okay, let me pick about the social science. Let me think about the easiest of them, right? The easiest social sciences is economics, right? They actually have a few statements which are true and non-obvious. So it's the easiest one. And but it's the point of view of cybernetics hasn't really had much impact in economics or in the other social science, I don't think. So, but then I thought of the following. There is an old phenomenon in the adaptive control, which is considered very undesirable in adaptive control, which are bursts, right? And I tried to explain in words. The explanation in the mathematical explanation is quite involved, but and it's hard to find this explanation in words. And it has to do with the second cycle, the outer feedback loop. So what you're doing in adaptive control is you have a system, you have a control, and at the same time you're controlling, you're trying to optimize a controller with a second loop. And this leads to instability, to bursts. Things start working. There's a picture I put in the handout, which is part of why I gave to you. I think it's in the second page. You have this periodic burst that really cannot be understood by any sort of linear theory, and they're very typical of adaptive control. Okay. And so what I think, they're actually quite similar to the burst that happened, the bubble that burst 5 years ago, in the sense that people, let me talk about how the people in the economic agents act as if they were a control system. Let's say we have learned how to make the economic system work, and then the bankers start getting excited and they say, oh, maybe I can make it more optimal. Maybe I can make it a little better. Maybe I can improve my profit a little bit. And at some point, they pass a threshold and they go into instability and things blow up again. And then in this blow up, they learn that maybe what they're trying to optimize wasn't the real world. They're trying to optimize something, some fiction of nature or something. Their model was completely wrong, and they're trying to optimize based on their model. And it led sort of, how can I say, garbage. Okay? I think it's an interesting phenomenon. And this is connected to something that I've been interested in recently, is trying to recover an old idea in control, which is a model-free design. Model-free design of a control system. In control theory, it goes by the name of direct adaptive control. So you're not trying to create a model of the object that you're trying to control. You're trying to directly, directly act on to achieve a certain goal, called direct adaptive control. Some of you may be familiar with adaptive control. You have heard of model reference adaptive control. Model reference adaptive control is a junky idea that doesn't lead anywhere. So I wanted to get some idea of adaptive control that doesn't go back to some direct adaptive control that doesn't use reference models. Okay? And then that led me to something sort of independently. I got to an idea that I presented at a SIAM conference recently. And I think it's useful in itself, which is direct optimization. Okay? That's how I'm going to conclude with some mathematics, and then we have some time to go back and do questions. Most people who went through some sort of engineering education or mathematics know optimization. What's optimization? Oh, take the you want to minimize a function. Take the derivative, make it equal to zero, find the point, optimize. And often you can't do that because you don't have access to the object or the function that you're trying to optimize. You can't compute derivatives. So there is this field called direct optimization. So direct optimization, what you have is an oracle. So you have a function, you're trying to find the minimum of a function. You have a function and you want to optimize it. You ask your oracle, what's the value of the function at this point? It gives you the value. What's the value of another point? It gives you another value. And you're trying to find the minimum. My recipe is take all those points, compute the exponential of the value of the function, do I have a formula here? So you test the points xi, give a weight, and take the center of mass, which is, what do I mean? I want, I'm going to take the center of mass of many measurements. The ones that have a high value of f, because I have an exponential, I'm throwing away, ignoring. The ones that have a low value, I'm putting the, my weighting. I give a big weight, and I take those into account. It's an obvious idea. If anyone knows optimization, if anyone has ever seen this, let me know. I have never seen this anywhere. It's obvious. It's totally obvious. Never seen it. If you've seen it, let me know. OK? But I asked a few people. I couldn't get it. So the thing about this, if you're interested in the equations, we can talk about that later. You can write a very easy computational version of how to do it recursively, which is the method. So my method is to take the estimate I denote by hat, by this barycenter, the center of mass. And the intuition is I throw away the points where the cost is high, I keep the points where the cost is low, and I'm trying to thus minimize the function. And the connection of this method with Wiener's work is with the mathematical side. And that is the following. I write a continuous time version. Why do I write a continuous time version? Because I'm a control theorist. We love everything in continuous time. So you write a continuous time version. You get this formula. And I say the following. I have one point. At each instant of time, I have a point which I consider to be the candidate, my barycenter. I'm going to have a certain curiosity, the difference between my candidate and where I probe. So I'm going to probe around the point which I think is the minimum, which I think is the best. And if I have no clue of what I'm doing, if I don't have any other information, I'm going to choose randomly around that point. If I have some extra knowledge, by all means use it, but if I have no extra knowledge, I'm going to look around the point that I have. And then I'm going to make the following assumption, that this random search is going to be a white noise, the derivative of a Wiener process, the same Norbert Wiener. So I'm going to choose randomly following a random walk, and I get some results which I don't think I have time to do it. I just use the slides from a specialized presentation. We could talk about them later. But what do I get? I get a following recursive formula, which is very interesting. My center of mass is equal to what I had before minus the expected value of the gradient of the function. Fascinating. So I never took a gradient. I never asked what the value of the function is. I don't know what the value of the function is. But by searching randomly according to a random walk, basically, I get, and using my barycenter rule, I get my x hat, my estimate, to move in the direction of the gradient, which is what any self-respecting engineer would do if they could. And we can't. I'm saying, no, I don't know how to take the gradient. I don't know how to take derivatives. I can't do anything like that. Okay? So my claim is, or my claim, no, my goal is to use this method to improve on the usual adaptive control methods, and try to get away from those bursts. which, as I had argued before, have a certain similarity to something that occurs in the real world. Okay? I know this was a very rambling, very short talk, but please ask me questions.
Any questions? That may be for the best because we started a little late. Is Elizabeth? Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
Adaptive control.
Yeah.
It's useful for when the systems change during the time. I mean, the structure of the system changes, the parameters change. Where in your approach you take care of this?
Well, I'm not presenting here, for obvious reasons, a complete approach to adaptive control, okay? So, but let's think that I am interested in the case, I'm considering the case where, let's say, this object I'm trying to control has just changed. Okay, I had some control system and some object, but let's say it changed, so suppose it jumps to something else. Okay, so I'm not considering the drift or how it's changing in time. I'm just considering the moment when it changed. And that would be the logic. So I'm thinking that I'm looking for the minimum point of a certain function. Now, to complete a description of an adaptive control system, I have to tell you how that function I'm trying to minimize, how it relates to a certain control cost or control objective, which is something I would at a controls conference, okay?